Act 2 contains only a single scene. Following Ulrika's instructions, Amelia has come to the graveyard at midnight to collect the magic herb. She is terrified, and she is also sad. What will become of her, she wonders, once the magic herb shrivels her heart. This recording is one of a series of operas that Maria Callas recorded for Angel Records in the 1950s. The post-war period marked the first commercially successful introduction of long-playing records, and Angel was quick to sign up a trio of remarkable singers for their planned opera projects. Callas was joined by Italian tenor Giuseppe Di Stefano, whose sweetness of tone, legendary pianissimi, and passionate expressiveness quickly won him international recognition. Many of the recordings Di Stefano made with Callas, he did not sing with her on stage. Several were role debuts for both singers. The third member of the Angel Triumvirate was Tito Gobbi, whose presence and musicianship, not to mention his good looks, made him a staple of the world's opera stages for over four decades. Between 1954 and 1973, he essentially made lyric opera his home, appearing in 44 productions. Listen to the growing terror Callas portrays as midnight strikes in the graveyard.
Mezzanotte. Ah, che vento! Una testa che si atterra, si leva, sospira.
Ricardo surprises Amelia in the graveyard. She begs him to leave before they are discovered, but he refuses. "I am the wife of your best friend," she reminds him, but nothing can contain Ricardo's love, and Amelia at last admits that his love is returned. The duet that follows is one of the jewels both of the opera and of this recording.
I'm sorry.
lovers are discovered by Renato, but fortunately it is dark, and Amelia has covered her face. Renato has come to warn Ricardo that the conspirators are almost upon them. They have followed the governor and mean to kill him. Ricardo agrees to flee, but only if Renato will agree to get the governor's companion to safety without attempting to learn her identity. Renato has no suspicions, so he is only too happy to agree to anything that will save his friend's life. Ricardo gets away before the arrival of the conspirators, but just barely. Angry at finding Renato when they expected to catch the governor, the conspirators demand to know the identity of his veiled companion. Renato defies them, but when Amelia intervenes to protect him, the veil slips from her face. The conspirators have a good laugh over the fact that Renato is, as far as they can see, having a late-night assignation with his own wife.
Verset di notte qui con la sposa l'innamorato campion si posa. Come al raggio lunar del miele sulle rugia de corcarsi sa. E che paccamo su cazzo fra noi che commenti per la città. E che paccamo su cazzo fra noi che commenti per la città.
Renato's realization is less amusing. He has been betrayed by his wife and his best friend. The act ends with Renato telling the conspirators to come to his house tomorrow morning.